Happy Wednesday. You're listening to the Love More, Live Blessed podcast. I'm Crystal, and this is a podcast for moms who need a little more positivity in their day. You can listen in for a new episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on parenting, lifestyle hacks, and how to include positivity into your everyday life. My hope is that you'll find the kind of encouragement that you need. So happy Wednesday, guys. I am excited to be back today, and I have a short episode. I know all my episodes are short, and I like it like that because I feel like you can take time to consume the content and put it to use right away, and you don't have to wait an hour to get through the whole episode. Not knocking people who do hour-long podcasts. Some of my favorite podcasters do, and I love them. I just haven't had the time to listen to any podcasts this year yet, so I need to make the time for that. So today's episode is 8 simple things you can do to become much more confident. I actually ran across this on my Instagram. It's from Lifehack. From my Pinterest account. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what each thing is and how we can incorporate this in our lives. So the number one thing is focus on improving yourself instead of comparing with others. I think that is the number one thing that you can do. A lot of times in my life, I found that I have become the hall monitor. And I want to do a whole other episode on that, but just to give you a little insight of what I think that means. The hall monitor at your school, I'm thinking back to high school days, we had hall monitors, made sure that nobody was out of class doing the wrong thing, right? And so I think I've always felt a sense of what's right and what's wrong. And I've always felt compelled for everybody to do the right thing because I'm doing the right thing as I seem to think, right? And so I became sort of the hall monitor of my life, of my family, and judgmental, where I can look back and say, well, you're doing this wrong. That's not how I did it, or I wouldn't do it like that. And I feel like that's a form of comparison. And what's the number one thing that we need to do is we need to focus on improving ourselves instead of comparing with others. So my little tidbit for that is stop being the hall monitor of your life and your family. You don't need to worry about what anybody else is doing. Just be there for whatever they're going through. And don't judge. You know, you don't have, I know we internally judge, but we do not have to vocalize that judgment. And when we internally judge, we can let that go and keep on dealing with the situation, the person, whatever it may be, without feeling like we have to tell them what to do with their lives. And I know this one's hard. It is hard for me to do. So number one, focus on improving yourself instead of comparing with others. Number two, say thank you instead of sorry. How many times do you say, I'm sorry? In your regular day. So I really like that one. Instead of always being sorry, 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 say thank you. Another thing one of my kids do is they'll be like, can I have cereal or no? Can I go out here or no? Like she always adds or no at the end. And I'm like, well, you're making me want to say no because you're saying no. So if you do that, stop doing that. Number three, simply say no when you don't feel like doing it at all. So that makes a lot of sense to me, but I think a lot of us, especially moms, we have a hard time saying no, first of all, right? And then when we feel like we're going to say no, we have to think of an excuse or a lie or some kind of explanation to cover up why we're saying no. It drives me crazy because I know that I don't have to explain myself to anyone. You know, I don't owe anybody anything. I don't owe anybody any explanation. So I have found that the best thing is just say no, and you don't need to have an explanation. And if that person, if somebody's asking you to do something and they keep hounding you for an explanation, you might really want to think that situation over and that person and that relationship, because if they can't accept and respect your no without an explanation, then there is a problem. Number four, stand tall. That will help you be much more confident, right? Let's fix our posture and just stand tall. Number five, exercise to keep yourself energetic. Yes, I know it's the beginning of the year and we all have got these resolutions on getting fit and everything. I know I talked about it the other day. I didn't do resolutions this year, but I just did a monthly goal. And so my monthly goal is hit the gym for a class 3 times a week for the month of January. And I've actually been keeping up with that. So I've been looking forward to Zumba all forever. I love it. It's so much fun. But another thing on the days that I can't make it to the gym, like I do it my 3 days. Last week I did 4. And today is Wednesday. So I'm going today. I'm going Thursday for yoga and I'm going Friday for another Zumba class. But yesterday, since I knew I wasn't going to make it to the gym, I put on dance music and I have a stand-up desk. So when I was doing my 8-to-5 job, I was listening to dance music and dancing all day. And I felt it. At the end of the day, I was exhausted and my muscles were sore. So it's pretty funny. So you don't have to hit the gym. You can also just walk, dance at home, do something to keep yourself energetic. Number 6 is smile to strangers. Yes, that's so easy. I love that one. Number 7, sit straight. And number 8, oh, I love this one. I didn't even see this one. Set small goals for yourself every day and record your achievements. That one is perfect. I actually have 2 things I'm keeping up with right now. I have a planner. I have a really small planner that I use to record, you know, my to-dos. And then I have a journal. And so I try to write in my journal every single night 3 things that I'm grateful for, 3 accomplishments of that day, and then 3 goals for the next day. So my ideal morning routine is I wake up, I start the coffee pot, and while the coffee is brewing, I look at my journal. I look at my goals for that day, and then I transfer those into my planner and make sure I know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing for that day. It keeps me going. It makes me just feel like I'm going to have an easier day because I know exactly what I need to accomplish, and so the time doesn't get away from me. All right. Well, I hope you like these 8 simple things you can do to become much more confident. I really liked them. I think they're very helpful. If you have questions, email me. Crystal@lovemorelivebless.com, or you can find me on Instagram. My handle is lovemore_livebless. I would love to hear from you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.